Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
Now, one of the things in the post game yesterday that Brian Schottenheimer said, he has no doubt that they have the personnel to run Eberflus's defense. Do you feel that same way?
Yes, I do. I think, this just comes down to execution. And we've got to continue to be more consistent. And we can certainly do it. I think this is a work in progress. I think, obviously, we got a lot of work to do on the defensive side of the ball. It goes without question. We got work to do on the offensive side. In terms of running the ball yesterday, we didn't win the line of scrimmage. We got out physical. But yes, I believe we got the personnel, and we just got to continue to go to work every day, and we've got to execute, and we've got to be a lot more consistent. We've shown at times this year we can stop the run, but yesterday certainly was an issue, and hell, we got called out before the game, and we didn't do a lot about it, so we got work to do.
Now, if y'all have the right personnel in place, you need to execute better. Can you walk people through, myself included, why you think Matt Eberflus's defense is the right one for this team and this personnel?
Well, I think it's a work in progress. There's no question. Matt Eberflus has been a very successful defensive coordinator in this league. He was really good when he was here. He was really good at Indy to the point where he got a head coaching job at Chicago and then had really good defenses there. It's a matter of our guys executing the defense. Probably going to be some give and take in there, and us doing more and more of what our guys may do better in terms of how it works with what he's doing. And, it's just one of those things where we have to continue to go to work every week and get better. And but we've got to get better in all three phases. Right now we're not good enough to go out there and consistently play at a winning level, and we've got to get to that point.
You know, Stephen, I'm not suggesting this, and I have seen a lot of texts about it, and I'm kind of curious, how much of a step backwards would it be to change a defensive coordinator right now?
Guys, we're worried about getting to work, going to work this week, and, getting better each week so that we can be more consistent and execute. And we feel like, as Coach Schottenheimer said, well, we've got good personnel, and I think we're going to evolve into a good defense. We just have to continue to go to work.
And a lot of talk after the game yesterday, and you kind of mentioned it just a couple of minutes ago, a lot of talk about physicality after yesterday's game. Where does that, in your mind, where does physicality start?
Well, I think it starts in the trenches, and that's where we didn't execute yesterday, either side of the ball. They ran the ball, in a strong way, and they were able to stop our run. And we've been able to run the ball, physically and good all year, but we didn't get the job done yesterday, and certainly we didn't stop the run. And that's not, what Coach Schottenheimer at the end of the day is all about. He preaches week in and week out. We've got to win the line of scrimmage, and yesterday we didn't do that. Hats off to the Panthers. They've got a physical line on both sides, and we didn't get the job done.
When you describe being better with the execution, how big is communication as part of execution? Because Wanya Thomas talked about it yesterday, and are you alarmed at all that communication still seems to be a pretty big issue after six games?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that we're not playing well is alarming. I mean, our goal here is to play championship caliber football, and communication and execution go hand in hand. You got to be communicating well to execute, and certainly that's a part of the lack of execution at this point. But we've got to continue to go to work every day, chop wood, and I'm convinced that we'll get better. And we're doing a lot of things well on the offensive side of the ball, and at times we've played the run well on the defensive side of the ball, and we just have to continue to go to work every day and execute.
You point out playing good on the offensive side of the ball. I think we were all kind of concerned when CeeDee Lamb got hurt, but is George Pickens raising his value around the NFL by every single week?
Sure. I mean, if you turn on the tape and you like to watch people throw the ball around the yard and receivers make great plays, he's doing it at the highest level. And certainly Dak's playing at a high level. And, you know, this is the first time we hadn't run the ball well, but we've been a well-rounded offense. And, you know, we'll get CD back. That's certainly going to usually helps you when you bring back one of the best receivers in the league. And bring back Terp, he'll help in two ways. He'll help our offense and he'll help our return game. And we just got to continue to go to work every day and get our hands around how we can play the best defensive football. And certainly Flus has been an established coach in this league and have a lot of confidence that he'll get the job done.
I might use the wrong word, Stephen, here for this, because pressure is the only real word.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can think of at the moment. If you can come up with a better one, let me know. But when Dak is playing this well, does it feel like it puts more pressure on everybody, even yourself, like to make sure you don't waste this kind of a season from a quarterback that's at this level?
No, I think at the end of the day, I'm sure Dak would tell you that, the job of the offense every time they get a possession is to take advantage of it. We have to move the football and get points. And regardless of what's going on the other side of the ball. So, no, I don't think there's added pressure in terms of, the offensive side of the ball.
I know.
Feel good about our football team. I think, we're early on and we've got to continue to go to work. We understand what's ahead of us. And, we like this team. We just got to, execute better and we got to be more consistent. And I think good things will happen to this team.
When you say it's early on, is there a particular point in the schedule when you don't think it's early anymore?
No, I hadn't thought about that. We think about things around here. When you come to work every day, you think about the task at hand. The task at hand now is our next game. And we don't think about the season as a whole. We think about the next game.
He almost always speaks after each game. Do you have any idea or any insight about why Jerry didn't speak with the media after the game yesterday?
You'll have to ask Jerry that.
Steven, how important is Kevontae Turpin to your return game? Right there before halftime, it did kind of look like there was a little bit of confusion. It just seems like he's a calming presence when he's out there.
Well, he's an all-pro as a returner, so I would say he's pretty important. And, it'd be like asking, is Aubrey, Brandon Aubrey, important to the kicking game? Yes. When you got great players at a position and they're not out there, you're not going to be as good. I mean, he's considered one of the best in the business, and it'd be great to get him back.
You know, you kind of make that on Aubrey right there before halftime. Also, I was a little frustrated. There was about 17, 20 seconds there. I was a little frustrated they knelt it out, and because this team does need to score, it does need to put points on the board. Did you question that at all, or were you okay with that?
No, I'm okay with that. Considering where you are and how much time's on the clock, I totally understand it.
You had said last week you were hoping maybe perhaps in 2 weeks you could see more returns. I know it's only Monday, so it might be too early, whether it's Booker, Lamb, Turpin. What are the early feelings about perhaps their availability against the Commanders?
Yeah, I think they have a chance. Certainly, the end of last week, we were, felt really good, and we'll see what the week brings, that they were going to be able to start working in and see if they would be able to go, all three of them, Booker, CD, and Terp. So we'll see what this week brings, and hopefully they'll have the opportunity to be able to play, but we also understand they've got to be able to play.
I know you were talking about, you know, chopping wood and going to work hard every single day, and I don't think people are questioning that at all. But do you get annoyed when people like us ask questions about Eberflus's job security?
No. That comes with our business. I mean, y'all have the, and should, you represent the fans, you're in the media, and you have the right to ask hard questions, especially, you know, when we're not winning football games. Certainly, our goal is to go out each week and win the game. That's the most important thing, and we have to focus on that. And certainly if we don't, then it's very fair that we get asked hard questions.
And we'll try not to ask them like a bunch of a-holes. You know, we'll do our best.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just be nice. You know, we're trying to do a good job here. Stephen.
From my judgment today, you're lacking.
Okay. Oh.
Hey, I am.
As long as you agree, that goes both ways. All right.
I don't get to have an opinion.
We could all have some fun with that. The DeMarvion Overshown, I was kind of curious over the weekend about when he does get active or his, everything kind of opened up, would that be kind of a immediately he would be back on the field as soon as possible? Or is it kind of, no, we're going to take the full 21 days to make sure that he's ready for that?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
With DeMarvion Overshown. And
Overshown, okay,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, his return down the road.
Think, you know, obviously with him not having any camp, any work at all, and other than his rehab work, certainly it's going to take, I don't expect him to come back to practice the first week and go to work. We obviously could have started working him if we felt he was ready to work in practice. We could have started the clock on him if we felt like he was going to go day one. So, yeah, I expect there to be some weeks that he's getting acclimated to playing football.
Okay.
Y'all did open up the window for Carson and Mingo. I know they were ruled out for the game yesterday. How are you feeling about their progression? Because obviously there is a limit to their window.
Yeah, I feel like both of them will be ready to go this week. Mingo and Carson, they should be activated this week.
All right. Appreciate the time very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you next Monday.
Thanks a lot, guys.
There you go. Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. So.
I'm confused. Did he say we were lacking in a-holeness?
Yes. So he did think that the questions were phrased like a-holes. And that's why I was like, can you agree that that goes both ways?
And then he laughed and said, high five.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.